Alarm over foot and mouth disease grew in Europe this past week as Ireland and the Netherlands became the latest countries to detect the highly infectious livestock condition in their herds. Scientists in Britain, where the outbreak first appeared nearly 5 weeks ago, say the disease won't peak there until June. And they predict a tenfold increase in the number of cases. There are dire predictions that the country could lose half of its livestock before the disease runs its course. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in our London studio. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Leanne.
Britain has already slaughtered nearly, half a million animals. What's it doing now to try and bring this disease under control?
Well, the government has really moved into this whirlwind crisis management mode 5 weeks into the outbreak. Prime Minister Tony Blair has set up a war room in this rather belated attempt to get a grip on what is the biggest crisis his government has faced since it took office in 1997. The disease is raging out of control. It's official. The number of cases exceeds 540. And I'll compare that to just 2 weeks ago. It was 140. In response, the government will now slaughter all livestock on farms adjacent to foot and mouth infection sites. So for many farmers, obviously, all of this urgent action comes too late, and it comes a lot late for people who are involved in tourism as well. They've lost hundreds of millions of dollars because the government has told people to stay away from the countryside. And, Leanne, it's not just the rural community that's perceived the government of Tony Blair as complacent. Many more people see that it is too preoccupied with calling an election in May. It's ahead in the polls. It perhaps wants to seize that moment. But by the same time, it appears almost grasping and insensitive to the problem.
Oh, why has it gotten so out of control? You mentioned the lateness in getting started with some measures, but are there other factors here, too?
Well, the farmers I spoke with say there just haven't been enough vets to diagnose the disease in the herds. And then there haven't been enough marksmen to slaughter the animals. And then there haven't been enough supplies to burn the animals. And in Cumbria in the north and in Devon in the south, you have fields of infected. These are the two infected counties. You've got fields where livestock is just rotting in the field. So the logistics have overwhelmed the government. And people are asking, well, where's the army?
European Union leaders were meeting in Stockholm at the end of the week. Do they think the country is doing enough?
Well, you know, there is support. There's a lot of support for the British farmers and publicly a good bit of sympathy for the British government. But privately, there's dismay. This is, after all, the same country that gave Europe BSE or mad cow. And that has sent terror through governments on the continent where the public is increasingly wary about what it is they're eating. So now with foot and mouth having jumped to the continent, the Europeans are talking about something they've avoided for years, and that is vaccination. The Dutch raised the V word in Stockholm. There are huge piles of vaccines for various strains of foot and mouth disease in Europe. But vaccination is not something governments like to turn to because it's an admission your country has foot and mouth, and it effectively destroys your export market. What the Dutch are talking about is a limited use of it to create a kind of firewall around herds that have been found to carry the disease. So now this disease is forcing a debate about things once considered taboo.
You mentioned farming and tourism, but what kinds of losses is Britain looking at here?
Well, between farming and tourism, the losses are estimated at some $15 billion. And that's why the government has launched this PR blitz to get tourists back to the countryside. You know, they say, you know, there are plenty of places that are still open. Just stay off of farms, stay on tarmac roads. But people go to the countryside to walk in the fells and the hills, and they can't do that in many places.
What's the public attitude about further slaughter of animals? You talked about 500,000 already being slaughtered. Certainly the prospect exists for more.
Yeah, well, the prospect of nearly half of Britain's livestock means killing 25 million animals. I mean, never mind the logistics. It's an abhorrent idea to the British and to many people in Europe. Animal welfare is high on the consciousness of the ordinary citizen here, and there are activists already gearing up in Germany to stop preemptive mass slaughters.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in London. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Thank you, Leanne.